The trick. Blinking in the half light, almost bright after the school's dim corridors, we'd pass the line of poplars, tall black sentries at the outer limits of the playfield. Streetlights flicked on, one at a time, new snow coming down heavy and wet. We ran the hill and slid, our boots etching serpentines on the snowy sidewalk. A big boulevard to cross, then the empty lot, whose scotch pines knelt beneath the snow's accumulation, blue in this light, before the final dangerous curve. We always sensed them, but were never prepared for the three or four boys crouched between the blind flanks of houses, coiled to grab our hats and run with impossible suddenness, school bags slung like ammo belts across their eight-year-old chests. We jammed the hats our mothers bought deep in our pockets like charms, anything to deflect their rough attentions, though I knew it meant they liked us. I had two brothers and understood to love meant to torment. A schoolmate's mother who sang in a barbershop quartet had already hung herself at home. Another child's father would soon seal his garage door with duct tape and start the family car. She left no note. His would say he loved them all. I thought the trick was to sidestep even the smallest emergencies, disappear in our blue or gray duffel coats, hats clamped in our wet fists, to will them by like fire engines when the fire is elsewhere and much more urgent, until they'd blown past, their boisterous voices receding, their three or four Canadiens jackets drawing so close to the vanishing point you could hide them by holding up a thumb. We'd walk home quietly in the softly falling snow, small monks who remained, to all appearances, untouched.